And now that your mind is calm and clear, you just gradually relax as everything unimportant fades away for a short while. We're just going to be watching a little play, a play about you and your mind and your body. Relax and enjoy as these words just slip slowly, deeply, down under your skin, making it so much easier to feel the sensations they talk about in place of what you'd usually feel, to see the images they speak of in place of what you'd usually see. And somewhere deep in the back of your mind, you know what these words speak of even before they are spoken. Words of fashion, of beauty and generosity filling your mind. You could feel a deep longing for admiration, an unspeakable charm in all you say and do, and a certain artistic taste in fabrics. You feel an electric attraction to gems, their beauty filling you with inspiration. Just let yourself relax into them as you feel the changes slowly, surely wash over you. You can hear the music from the piano in the background, the jovial, upbeat tune. You see the actors practicing before opening night in the costumes of your creation. However, you feel as if something is missing, that something isn't quite right. That night at your sewing machine, you tried every trick you could think of. To your disappointment, nothing was working. You began to doubt your skills as a fashion designer and seamstress. But then you were suddenly startled. Your horn took on a life of its own, guiding it to some unknown destination. You were led to a rock. Your frustrations mount once again. But before you can get too angry, you hear an explosion and see a bright rainbow streak across the sky. The rock you had been led to cracked open to reveal dazzling, sparkling gems. As you look down at them, you feel something welling up in you. Your blue eyes sparkle and tear up slightly. The bright gleam of those gems gave you the inspiration and materials you needed to finish your masterpieces. Seeing the performers of the play in dazzling, gem-encrusted costumes touch you in a very, very special way. You are in your element. Style and grace are what you need. You truly are spectacular. All you can think of is finding a way to help others and share whatever you can, be it the mending of a dress or a shoulder to cry on. Seeing anyone in need leaves you dejected. Helping people is what you are just meant to do. Feel as your fingers and your toes begin to grow numb, a nice, warm, tingling feeling, starting at the tip of your fingers and toes, then spreading upwards slowly, deeply penetrating into your being. As the numbness continues to spread, you observe that your skin begins to take on a more elastic form, stretching out, your fingers beginning to melt into one, forming web-like connections of skin, muscle, and nerve between your fingers. As they continue to smooth together, their tips becoming shinier and harder like fingernails, a sturdy yet smooth covering as they become your new hooves. As they merge together, 4, then 3, then 2, until all that remain are your beautiful hooves. As the bones in your legs twist and bend, painlessly fusing together to give you the hind legs of a pony. So hard to stand on two legs anymore, you don't even want to bother trying, just letting the changes relentlessly progress. So easy to just give in and let your body and mind get what they desire, as your arms, too, undergo a similar, unstoppable action. They reform, developing, changing, so that you can comfortably stand on four legs. Feelings of philanthropy, generosity, of resourcefulness and style. You realize how fashionable you really are, everyone wanting to wear your designs, second to none. Brimming with poise, nothing ever seems to bother you, except those in need, a bad hair day, or a fashion crisis. You tend to be perfectly composed, unless your sense of style has been infringed. You have even helped total strangers, even if it is difficult. Somehow, you always know exactly what they need. You like to feel validated, to always be the best dressed, the most civilized, even to the point of hysterics. Chipping your perfect hoofacure can absolutely ruin your day, the worst possible thing. You like to always be pampered, being relaxed and enjoying yourself. However, others come first. It's the ladylike thing to do, after all. Nothing else matters except the companionship of your friends, whom you would do anything for. It's like drugs to you. Your smile is always graceful. The love between you and your friends is all but unbreakable. You would do anything for them. Seeing struggling or pain, however brief, leaves you devastated. There's a passion, an absolute ecstasy, that fills your heart. To truly be like and be a pony, caring and kind, formal and proper. These feelings flow through your mind, filling it completely. These are strange sensations, different from what you normally feel in daily life. But at the same time, you feel a happiness, an understanding that somewhere in your mind, you do indeed enjoy these changes. Something about them calms your nerves, soothes your senses, to where it feels so easy and right to just let them come onward. Feel as the changes pass over your rear, slowly causing it to expand, becoming softer, fuller, rounder. Your legs are only slightly wider apart. It does feel somewhat good deep down in your mind and for your body to experience these changes, different from daily life, but welcome all the same. Another quick twinge goes to the base of your spine as a long, soft, slightly curly tail sprouts delicately out of it, swishing back and forth to complement your new pony backside. It is a beautiful purple color, making you happy. You can't help but enjoy the sensations. Can't help but wonder what will come next. As the change creeps ever closer to your head, passing over your neck, as your voice becomes a more prim, proper, and precise feminine voice, feel as the hair on your head spills outward, growing longer, softer, down the back of your neck and over your new pony shoulders, curling ever so slightly at its end. A lovely, flowing, perfectly brushed purple mane for you to wear with pride. On the center of your forehead, you feel a small bump forming. This is the beginning of your new horn. The word fills you with a twinge of excitement, and the bump continues to grow until it is eventually a spiraled unicorn horn, just as you've always visualized, just as you've always wanted. The horn growing steadily from your head, a beautiful, well-sharpened unicorn horn extending to its tip. I wonder if you could feel a tingling from your new horn. Feel its power surge deep in your mind, coming to you quite effortlessly. As the change comes to pass over your head, your horn awakens, your ears become shapeable. They have suddenly been transformed into luxurious fabrics that you are used to working with. A pair of phantom scissors, levitated as if by unicorn magic, appear, painlessly cutting them away from the sides of your head. They are unneeded riffraff. A new, soft white fabric floats by, a wonderful, fabulous, snowy white. There, that's the ticket. Those phantom scissors make quick work of that beautiful, regal fabric, shaping them into your new pony ears. A needle and some thread pass along to sew your new, more fashionable ear on atop your head. You are a master, the best in all of Equestria. They do so seamlessly before returning to living, feeling pony flesh. These are your new ears. They are covered in a soft, plush, white fur that warm and comfort you as they move to catch the slightest noise around them. When you are happy or interested in something, they will be perky and upright. When you are sad or tired, they will lay to the side. It feels so amazing, absolutely amazing, to be scratched behind your new pony ears. To accompany this, you feel a soft yet firm pulling sensation in your mouth as your jaw pulls outward into your new muzzle. Your face extending out so naturally, forming that lovely face. You can feel your eyes changing with your head, extending out so gently, your iris changing color to a lovely blue tint, your eyelashes growing out steadily, lengthening into lovely feminine lashes. I wonder if you could bat them ever so gently, feeling those soft, gentle lashes on your skin. A beautiful pony head for a beautiful pony. And as a tickling sensation spreads over every facet of your skin, you feel soft, short fur covering your entire body, leaving you with an entire equine form, a lovely white mare. Already, your mind feels such thoughts filling it, relaxing it. You feel happy, admiring your new, fabulous new body, enjoying its beauty and grace. Even as you speak, the voice is a feminine one, showing no hints of who you used to be. You can feel your new body, see your new body, imagine all the sensations as you walk around on your hooves. Four-legged gait and swishing tail, pointed ears, the beautiful horn, and generous, artistic, and fashionable feelings. The curved muzzle and smooth fur, all yours to enjoy and play in. And you know that you can go back to this state anytime you choose. All you have to do is speak one little phrase. I'm a fabulous pony. And whenever you say, I'm a fabulous pony, you will feel every change I described here return to the surface, changing you back to a fabulous little pony from the person you were instantly. For the changes you've made are always here. They're now a part of you, as much a part of you as your heart and mind. And there may be times when you can't be the fabulous little pony, when the person you were may be required for some reason or another. And when you know that will be the case for you, then all you need is one little phrase, revert to normal. And whenever you say, revert to normal, every change here will melt away, going dormant until the next time you can be the fabulous little pony you truly want to be. And every time you return to this state by saying, I'm a fabulous pony, it'll feel even more natural for you. Your desire to be the little pony becoming stronger and stronger with every visit. The desire to listen seeming more and more inescapable, more attractive with each trip into the body and mind of this beautiful pony.